latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are Wednesday's Manchester City headlines. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang is set to reject Real Madrid and join City for a British record £60 million, according to reports. This week, the 26-year-old Borussia Dortmund striker has never hidden the fact he grew up dreaming of one day playing for the Spanish giants, having promised his grandfather he would do so. Aubameyang, however, is believed to have had his head turned by the opportunity to work alongside Pep Guardiola at the Etihad Stadium. And the citizens are willing to beat the record £59.7 million that rivals Manchester United paid out to Real for winger Angel Di Maria back in the summer of 2014 to land him. City bosses were quick to distance themselves from the reports that Aubameyang's agents were spotted at the club on Tuesday to discuss terms, although sources close to the Gabon International's camp are insistent the player is ready to make the move. He scored 25 goals in just 29 games last season and 39 in 46 in all competitions, making him one of the most coveted strikers in Europe. It's understood he would earn wages of £200,000 a week from City, although Dortmund are taking a tough stance, having already lost midfielder Ilkay Gundogan to Guardiola's Blue Revolution. Elsewhere, and Borussia Dortmund are reportedly close to signing City target Oleksandr Zinchenko amid claims of many agents in the deal. City were understood to be Zinchenko's first choice as the Ukraine international prepared to leave Russian outfit Ufa after weeks of speculation. But Dortmund are now very close, according to Ukrainian journalist Roman Bebe, who claims he's been tipped off about developments from his sources in Germany. Well, the news comes at the same time City are in negotiations with the Bundesliga club over the transfer of Aubameyang, and has led to some suggestions that the club have decided to back off from signing Zinchenko in order to smooth the passage of the Gabon international. Meanwhile, Shakhtar Donetsk have ruled out a return for the 19-year-old to their own ranks, despite admitting that they are interested in taking Zinchenko back. Shakhtar General Director Sergei Parkin said, "He is our alumnus, so we are of course interested, but to negotiate his return now is difficult. There are many agents around Zinchenko and they are making it impossible."